Blog Talk Radio.
Who catches your eye? What turns you on? What tickles your fancy? We talk about it all, from the girl next door or the boy down the block. We're all talk. Put the pedal to the pedal. Sweet perfume and leather jackets with your host, Jill Reed.
Did you think I wasn't going to show up? Wow, I've had hiccups with the phone the past couple days. I give dial tone and nothing goes any further. This is kind of crazy what's going on with technology lately. What did we do without it? It is open mic day at Sweet Perfume and Leather Jackets. Radio with Jill Reed, and I'm looking forward to it because today's the day. You take the mic and I get to play. What do you want to talk about? I'm looking forward to it. I can talk about so much. I can talk about the breakthroughs that I've had in the past. Oh my gosh, really? How many hours in the day? 24? I can talk about the breakthroughs that I've had since 6 p.m. last night, so I guess that's really just 15 hours, huh? Whoa, big breakthroughs. Amazing things. Holy moly, I would say. But I don't have to talk, because you can take the mic and I get to play, so what do you want to chat about? Let's call out the crap and let's lift up the value creators. Why should we follow anyone or anything when we were created to lead the way? Lead the way by taking the mic today. What's the greatest value to a human? What's the most destructive thing for a human? Let's see if society is supporting of conscious human life or against it. Can you believe it really comes down to that? You know, I can watch couples struggling, and they can stay in the struggle, that internal turmoil they each want to hang on to, and end up divorced. They really can. I've seen it happen throughout my life when I would see friends of mine's parents end up divorced. And it would be a tragedy for really everyone involved. I'll tell you one of the great tragedies. Well, no, I don't want to do that. It's in my book. I mean, I was thinking about it. You know, I used to give out my book sometimes on my radio show, and maybe I should start doing that again. You know, sometimes you have to give something away to get people to give you testimonials about the value of their book if they've given you one. And I've thought about that. I've given out quite a few books, and I know one man's dead who read it, so he couldn't give me a testimonial. But I know that I've given to other people that have never given me a testimonial about the techniques that I've given them in my book. And I know they work. I have other people that have bought them, that paid value to get them, that have given me testimonials about my book. And so I kind of look at that and think, wow, there's a lesson to be learned there. So when I give someone something of value, they can always exchange a value and let me know what they got out of my book. And if they want to call it out as crap, I'm all right. I could take it because I can always improve. I can always improve, and I'm flaw-filled, and I make mistakes, but I make less of them because I read three really big black books that shed a lot of light on the world in which we live. And a lot of it was things I already knew, so it was just solidifying how I felt about life and what I knew about life. But what I really loved about it was it caused me to go beyond emotions that had crippled me in the past. And I still have to watch for those emotions because they still can hurt me. And they'll probably hurt somebody else as well, possibly. depending on what I do with the thought that comes from an emotion that I'm experiencing. I know that I have a potential to move beyond a crippling emotion, or several maybe even at one time, or to hold them in and think about them and decide whether they're really worth sharing with someone else. And so it is that when you have people that are against you, you generally know it. You can feel it, and you go ahead and you go make friends with somebody else. And that can happen in a relationship, that the couple, they're struggling. Here's the thing about a couple, and here's what happens when they break up. Now, I don't want to tell you that, because I give you a whole bunch of really good information in my book about the value of a relationship, the monetary type value of a relationship. So I'm not going to go into that, but if you have two people that come together, so let's say they're a young couple, they're both working minimum wage jobs. They really can't make it on their minimum wage job and not live the kind of life they dreamed they were going to have, right? So two of them work, and one out-earns the other eventually, okay? One out-earns the other. It just happens, okay? I know because I did it. And yet our investment properties were our future too, and so we could see all that. But beyond the two individual paychecks is the stress of the world that's always upon their paychecks. And we never even think about that. We don't think about it because we don't have to see it. And if you want the microphone, good, somebody's got their hand up in a wink of an eye. Let's talk about stuff. Thank you for putting your hand up. Good morning.
Yeah, Jill?
Hi.
This is Michael.
Yeah, how are you?
I was wondering if you would be interested in a progress report on the information that I obtained from you.
I would love to hear how things are going.
Okay, as you recall, I asked for books on rocks and minerals.
Right.
And you talked to a friend of yours, I believe his name was Steve.
Mm-hmm.
And I wrote down those titles.
Yeah.
Instead of purchasing, instead of going out and trying to find one on the internet, I went to the library.
Yeah.
And I was unsuccessful in finding those publications.
Mm-hmm.
But I found other publications, and I was able to identify a rock that I found on a sandbar that's on a creek that runs through my property.
Mm-hmm.
And I discovered that it's called Skull. It's an iron tourmaline, I think that's how
tourmaline,
it's pronounced.
Yeah. Yep. That's good for what I love about this is the proof that if we just have a friend who might know a little bit more than we do, and the friend is at least willing to find out what they can find out, and they lead you somewhere else. And if you can't get your hand on it, you can go ahead and lead yourself, which you did. And even if you can't say the words that a geologist might be able to say, it's okay, because you were able to identify the rock that you've been watching for years, and you now have an idea of what it's about. And so what are the properties of that mineral? Because we're going to the root here.
Well, upon further research, I looked up on the internet, and it's a crystal, and it has a healing agent to it. And I have arthritis in my hands from farming and
right.
using my hands all the time.
Gross abuse on our hands, right?
And right now I'm holding that crystal, and when I woke up this morning, my hand started hurting because I had to do some work yesterday,
right.
And now my hand feels better. So I thought I would share that with you. So at
say
first
that
I
again.
Thought it might be. Pardon me?
Say that again because I think it's too fun. You're a what? You said you're a hand?
It's feeling better now.
There you go.
I don't have the pain in my fingers no more.
Mm-hmm.
So what I thought was going to be, what I thought was going to be a maybe a, you know, thinking like capitalists were supposed to think in our society, I thought it might be a money making project.
Oh, it can be.
But instead, it turned out to be a health and wellness.
No. That's still a money-making project, my friend. You see, I'm a business lady. I'm always thinking about that as well as you need to be. You worked your butt off growing things, and you had great integrations as a farmer for years. Now I want you to think from a business standpoint about what you have. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
I really want you to think that way. I'm going to take you to your next level because I'm going to say one thing that you've always been, I've always enjoyed talking to you here because you didn't come here to talk about others or anything else. You come here and you listen and you would integrate with us and you would share, like you shared a formula that would help Miss Sabrina, who used to do Fridays, you helped her with a solution to one of her rodent problems. So you found something that is useful to you, okay? And you said, so you didn't find something that would be like business or that. You found something that's for health and wellness. Well, health and wellness is a very big piece of business. Our country is running itself based on a health care plan, which we know limits people in their choices in their health. And you just made a discovery of something, and now I want you to dig really deep into the value of it, its uses, and move that essence forward the best you can. Because I know you will, okay? I know you will because you're an integrated thinker, and that's what I love. On this radio show, that's always been my goal, was to show people how to integrate their thinking by bringing up a subject and showing the what is, right? The what is. Here's what really is. And not just based on what someone thinks, a whim, but here's what it is. So study it. Let's get to keep on going with that. And I certainly, I have, and you have, both of us have, because I've met you through the NeoThink Society. I know that we both have the most amazing business system that's out there. Okay? I teach it. And because you've always been of value to me on this radio show when you speak up, I'm more than happy to help you with some free mentoring because you spoke up today on Free for All Friday. So I'm giving you a half hour of mentoring on the business system in the NeoThink Society. It's not mine. I don't claim it. I do claim to use it. And I love to teach it. I will help you look at it in possibly a new set of eyes even. So I want you to see yourself as a businessman because you have that on your property along with the right kind of soil that grew things. Okay?
Okay.
All right? Just see yourself differently. All right. Okay. Awesome. I'm really proud of you because, you know, I knew that if I got to the name of the book, you could go further, but I thought, you know what, he may end up in the library. I'll tell you what, I'll tell you who might be helpful to. Should you ever need any more help with it, which I don't think you're going to, I know that the AIPG has chapters throughout the country. That's the American Institute of Professional Geologists. See, I was AAPL. I was the American Association of Professional Landmen. And we worked together, but I wasn't at function like I told you, but I got friends that are. So the AIPG, if you need it, plant it in your record somewhere. You don't really need them right now, and I'm not suggesting you even get a hold of them. But I want you to have that nugget to keep in case we need it later on, okay? All right.
Okay, I got to slow it down.
Okay. Well, thank you for speaking up. And, you know, you spoke up, and now I have another hand that's raised, and I like this. So, you know, I'm not going to take your microphone away from you today. You've got it. Mute yourself out. You want to speak again, you got it, okay?
Okay. Thank you, Jill.
All right. So you can just mute yourself and speak up if you want to. I'm going to go ahead and take another caller who's got a hand up here. And this caller is out of 971. Hi.
Hey, Jill. This is Ital. I don't know why this keep say I did not, okay. But anyway, since we are on the phone. Hey, you read my Facebook, right? The timeline. So, you know, I really wish I can post in all this business education to our members. But I've been rejected by one of your administrator or whatever. So I sent it to Mark. I said, well, this is what it happened, and I feel sorry because it's not even start. I mentioned to him, I said, this is for the benefit of Nielsen members. It's not for really not intention to promote my business because this is very good education daily for the online business, and it's for 12 months free. Okay, it's all kind of successful. He know how to do it, but he just said, "Oh, okay, you promote yourself. That's it." He blamed me, so I cannot do anything. And I sent it to Mark. He didn't respond, so that's it. But you see, from other group, they are taking this and go to the next level. And I'm
well,
happy
and
for
see,
that group.
I admire you when you got resistance. You didn't let somebody else be your authority. I'm proud of you for that. I'm very proud of you for that. Because that is there, and that's it happens. And you went ahead and went on up, but I do realize that Mr. Hamilton, Mark Hamilton, is an extremely busy man, right, who wrote his book for each of us to understand. And he doesn't want to be someone's authority, but I don't even, you know, honestly, I was telling people that I have tens of thousands of emails in my in baskets of the different emails that I have, and that I miss things too. And so
I can forward the mail I send it to Mark.
That's right. You
take a look and then see what you can
So you actually got an email back about yours from somebody that stopped you?
I think Well, it's not everybody wants to. It's okay, you know.
Right. But someone stopped you. Well, let's just put it this way. You're continuing to go, and that's really all that matters in life, right? You went and you sought out other people that might take you up on that. And I have no problem with people coming on this radio because I consider this really, I'm going to evolve this into more than it is right now. But if you want to speak about what you're doing, your value to society, I don't care if it's somebody else's product or not. There are people that sell other people's products, and there are people that create their own. And they are of value, okay? They are of value.
Yeah, they are value. Where else can you find it, really?
Yeah. So if you want to share right here, do yourself a little commercial spot, go for it.
But, you see, this is like a daily, huh? Daily, online, business education. It's a system. and David Wood, he's the founder. I'm very lucky to be in his group, so I can forwarding, copy and paste to whatever he sent to me, and I share with everybody. And I don't care if you want to do it or not, at least that you can improve your own life skills about social media, all that, you know?
So this guy's name is David Wood.
Yeah.
And you, you've met him. He is one who's good at social media. And she's just sharing with us that she thinks a lot
actually,
of him.
Well, actually, I postponed. I was led by the universe, okay? But because I'm really hesitant to take a responsibility, I know it has all kind of side effects, and I really dragging and take more a year, and then finally I accept it, okay? And this is what I do. I don't really taking things easy, but once I decide it, I'll go all the way. See?
So you said you took a while to decide to do it, but you have recently. And you're going all the way. And that's what a self-leader does. It you exercise what we would call discipline, thought, and control, according to the NeoThink Society. This is awesome because I'm hearing you guys do these things, the self-leaders that are coming up today. I love it. You took the time to think long about it before you just said yes. You didn't react to the offers. You paid attention for a while. And then you could see the value in it. And so what's really going to show for you is when you have your success doing what he teaches, then others will go, darn, I wish I would have done that, but you will still be there for them, okay? And so that's where you're going to shine, is by using what you're sharing with, you know, you're sharing somebody else's product, not your own. So your success with that product will be the testimonial, and then you will get other people who will say, oh my gosh, I want to get started with her. Okay? So
yeah, that's exactly what I'm doing. I'm just
whatever product you're then trying to sell.
And
this
is information service. That's the product to sell.
It's in the information age is what you're telling me.
Yes.
The
information
age came upon us sometime back, and people make money selling information, okay? And everyone, knowledge is not power unless we use it, and that's what I just heard you say, is you got some knowledge, and then you decided you would jump in and get the rest of the knowledge. It's social media help, right? It's more than just information. It's actually a product that will help you build your business online. Am I right there or wrong?
Well, first of all, I really love high tech, but I don't know much about it. But I'm very glad I find my passion, my Friday night essence. So I'm really happy about it. It's the founder, okay? He developed a system step by step. Every day he educates, he put on the video. And I can send email, it's on a video type. And he got all kind of systems. It's built up for all, it's like all in one, you know, emailing campaign, advertising campaign, webinar, all kind of things. It's all built up.
See,
and he do for you. Everything, the hard part for whoever know how the technology, it's okay. He built it up and all do for you. And you just do promote yourself with your whatever, you know? It's much, much easier.
Right, and see, that's what is nice. If someone who's good in technology can bring forth a system that works, that automates whatever you might have, then that automation gets it out to more people, and you can get it out more frequently than if you're struggling with the challenge of technology. So
yeah,
that's
besides,
a beautiful thing.
And so, as a target for the entrepreneurs and the business people, because they are already like established, and they need a system, especially like a payment. It's all built in. You know, You just need to have an open mind to look at it. Yeah. And it's really, you want it, you don't want it, it really doesn't matter with me.
Right, but you're offering it to people. And so do you, you want to give out an email address or something for someone if they'd like to know more about it? Is there a way for them to reach you to know more?
Yeah, let me go get, because this is all abbreviation letters for my email. And who's interested, you can email me. Then I'll put you on my email campaign.
Right.
So you can receive the benefit, okay? So my email is T-Tom, H, Henry, G, George, D, David, Y, Yellow, C, Charlie, S, Sam, at gmail.com. So it's a T-T-H-G-D-Y-C-S at gmail.com. My name is Yvonne Chow, and I prefer to use my self-made name. It's called E-Y-I-Z-H-A-O. That means a lot for me, so I prefer to use that. But you will see that I put the both name on my email, on my letters I send out.
Right. And so Yvonne is offering that up, and it's T, there's two T's. T as in Tom, mm-hmm. T as in Tom, H as in Harry, G as in God, D as in dog, Y, C as in cat, S as in Sam, at gmail.com. T-T-H-G-D-Y-C-S at gmail.com. And she will share with you the system that she has, and it might be a benefit to you, it might not. And I'm not supporting the product one way or the other, but I'm not putting it down either. I like to give people opportunity to share what they would like to share with people. So thank you for sharing with us today.
Just show you a fact about the other group. Their position is mandate, because their position is like a higher rank of the institute. So every leader over there now is about 130 official, but there's another 400 is on the training. But those about 500 people, they are officially mandatory, have to write a blog, okay, promote a business, and this is
perfect
for them. And I send them, they're eager to learn, and I already see their website, whatever, is already copying and also taking the advice, whatever, and they are like a comment, whatever, a reward, okay, who's ever write a comment of whatever there, and they will they'll give you a free pass to the event or whatever, you know.
I'm sorry you got resistance, but I'm proud of you for carrying on, because you know what?
Yeah.
The light is within. And if somebody tries to blow out our candle,
Success, and I'm a self leader. I don't care if you reject me or not. It doesn't matter to me.
Good.
I'm self leader.
Good.
Yeah.
And my time is up, Yvonne, and I appreciate
you. Thank you very much.
And
thank you
for taking the time to share with us what you did today. It will be on this radio show, and those that listen later even will hear it. And you never know whether you get anyone out of it or not. And I would hope that you do.
I promote NewThink, like yours, whatever, and my timeline, so everybody can read the NewThink too, from Jill.
Right, and then today you can say my Jill let me speak about my product on her show today. Okay, so certainly, and if we finished up just in the nick of time with your email address and everything. And that's why I said, okay, so how do they get a hold of you? Because I was like, if you just keep talking, I'm not going to have a way to promote you. We did good.
Thank you.
We did good.
Thank
you very much. So
I
appreciate those that spoke up today, Michael and Yvonne. I do. Thank you for being with me and the others. Thank you for being here listening. Let's just keep going in life because we can. And even when we make and we meet resistance, if you're being of value, you're being of value. If you're continuing in life, you're continuing in life. And I did. I had some amazing breakthroughs in the last 15, 16 hours almost that are fabulous and will take me to another level And tomorrow is my own workshop, my number 5 out of 6 workshops for the people that participated in my GoBeyond.club. So I'm looking forward to getting that done tomorrow with my core group, inner group, and then we'll have the final one in October, and then I will have my full system created. I'm excited for that, and I'll be ready for January in Tampa. So thank you for your nudge that you give me too, Yvonne. And you guys have a great weekend, everyone. And we are the everyday people, but as we make and meet others and we have resistance, we can sometimes see that it might be envy that would take us down. Jealousy can propel someone else to do what we're doing and move ahead, or to do what they're doing better and move ahead. But envy will try to lessen someone, blow out their candle to make theirs burn more brightly, and it won't. When you bring two together, you have a bigger flame. So, relationship. Thank you, everyone. Be in your song. Don't believe what someone else does. For being honest, there's no